A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. There was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples were also invited to the wedding. When the wine ran short, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, how does your concern affect me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servers, "Do whatever he tells you." Now there were 6 stone jars there for Jewish ceremonial washings, each holding 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus told them, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Draw some out now and take it to the head waiter." So they took it, and when the head waiter tasted the water that had become wine without knowing where it came from, although the servers who had drawn the water knew, the head waiter called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves good wine first, and then when people have drunk freely, an inferior one. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this as the beginning of his signs at Cana in Galilee, and so revealed his glory, and his disciples began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord. So we have a good, maybe coincidence, that on this first Saturday of the month, where we honor Our Lady and her Immaculate Heart, the Gospel today speaks to us of Our Lady and her powerful intercession, the powerful role she plays in our salvation, in our life as disciples. It was in 1925 in Pontevedra, Spain, where the revelation of the first Saturday devotions were given. So in a special way, we can connect ourselves to our Blessed Mother being here in Pontevedra. Our Blessed Mother asked for these first Saturday devotions 5 Saturdays in a row in reparation for the offenses against her Immaculate Heart. And she says that for 5 Saturdays in a row, 5 consecutive Saturdays, if we come with the intention of making reparation, if we go to confession and we have 20 days before or after to receive communion, to recite the Holy Rosary, and to spend 15 minutes meditating on the mysteries of the Rosary, and we're free to pick one mystery for 15 minutes. We can meditate on all 20 mysteries over 15 minutes. There's freedom there. The point is to meditate on the gospel, the action of Christ in our lives through the eyes of His Blessed Mother. And for those faithful souls who do so, our Blessed Mother promises to be at our assistance at the moment of our death. And why these 5 Saturdays? To make up for 5 offenses. The denial of the Immaculate Conception, the denial of the virgin birth, the denial of Mary, Mother of God. For offenses and sacrileges made against the holy images of our Blessed Mother. And for the refusal, the failure, the denial of instilling in the hearts of children a filial love of our Blessed Mother. These are the things our Blessed Mother is seeking reparation. And we know at Fatima, she promises at the end her Immaculate Heart will triumph. And these devotions of First Saturday are one of the ways that we can join in to this triumphant, this reigning of the Immaculate Heart. As we turn to her as trustful children, trusting in her powerful intercession, as the gospel today tells us. What a beautiful image St. John gives us. He who at the cross was entrusted with the Blessed Mother. He who took her into his home, into her heart, into his heart. He tells us this story and how simple our Blessed Mother is. She sees a need. She makes the request known to her son, and then she backs away, trusting in his providence, trusting in his holy will. What a great model for us. When we see the various needs in the world, in our community, in our family, in our very own lives, our Blessed Mother teaches us not to worry, not to be anxious, to trust in the providence of our Heavenly Father, He who takes delight in His people, as we had in the response. Our Blessed Mother is a great model of faith, of simple trust in the divine providence of our Heavenly Father. So as we continue in this Holy Mass, let our intention be for reparations for the offenses against the Immaculate Heart. In a few moments, as we prepare the altar and we prepare our offering, as the servants filled the jars to the brim, let us come with full hearts, with full devotion, with full intention, trusting that the Lord will transform and convert. In abundance, the Lord provides. He tells us in chapter 10 of John's Gospel that He has come to give us life and life to the abundance. If we bring Him everything that we have and everything that we are, He will transform it. In the end, our Blessed Mother's Immaculate Heart will triumph. We don't know how He will transform. We don't know how His impeccable will be shown forth. We don't know how, but we know that. So whatever our joys and our sufferings, our works are today, let us bring them forward to our Lord. And that as I offer the bread and wine to our Heavenly Father, join your life to the life of Christ. Entrust yourself to our Blessed Mother, that she will always take us to her Son. And let us follow these final words recorded of our Blessed Mother and do whatever He tells us. Amen.